Tom Brady's spiral cuts through the end with surgical precision, finding Randy Moss 50 yards downfield for 6 points. Neither athlete is calculating gyroscopic stability or angular momentum, yet these forces govern every millisecond of the ball's flight. This is where Newton's football takes us, into the hidden world where America's most beloved sport becomes a living physics laboratory. Since publication, this book has earned a surprising following. Bill Belichick reportedly keeps a copy in his office, while Neil deGrasse Tyson references it in lectures about making science accessible. It's required reading in both sports management programs and physics classrooms, proving that when seemingly unrelated disciplines collide, something revolutionary emerges. What makes football the perfect medium for understanding science isn't just the spectacular athleticism. It's how every play demonstrates fundamental principles of physics, biology, game theory, and chaos in ways anyone can observe and understand. When DeSean Jackson fumbled during the miracle at the New Meadowlands, the football's unpredictable bounce led to the first game-ending punt return touchdown in NFL history. This wasn't luck, it was physics. The football's prolate spheroid shape creates fascinating aerodynamic properties. Proper spin generates gyroscopic torque that stabilizes flight like a bullet, though all spirals wobble slightly as the spin axis traces a cone-shaped path called precession. Passes from right-handed quarterbacks naturally drift rightward by up to 2 yards on a 20-yard throw because rotation creates different air pressures on either side. The pointed ends explain chaotic bounces. Landing on its point, the ball might shoot forward. Landing on its side, it could bounce backward or sideways. This unpredictability drives coaches' obsession with ball security. Modern pebbled leather balances grip and release, allowing quarterbacks to impart the ideal spin rate of approximately 600 RPM, fast enough for stability, slow enough to catch. Otto Graham's bloodied face in 1953 changed football forever. After a 15-stitch gash, the Cleveland Browns quarterback returned wearing a crude Lucite face mask, normalizing protective equipment, but creating profound unintended consequences. Like boxing gloves that protect fighters' hands rather than heads, football helmets enabled players to use their heads as weapons. This compensatory behavior made players feel invincible, tackling in ways they'd never dare with unprotected heads. The paradox? Helmets prevented broken noses and jaws, but created dangerous fragility. Players became far more vulnerable to concussions, brain injuries caused by sudden acceleration against the skull. In bare-knuckle boxing, fighters avoided head punches to protect their own hands. Gloves, paradoxically, allowed repeated head strikes until knockout, making the sport more dangerous. Caltech professor John Doyle explains this as a trade-off between robustness and fragility. The human skull evolved to protect against falls, not collisions with 270-pound linebackers at full speed. In the 1950s, players joked about getting their bell rung. These invisible injuries didn't show on x-rays, and diagnosing them required honest reporting, difficult when appearing weak wasn't an option. Behind Vince Lombardi's legendary intensity lay a scientist's mind, honed during 8 years teaching physics and chemistry. After losing the 1960 NFL championship despite dominating statistically, he vowed never to lose another championship, a promise he kept. Taking over the 1-10-1 Packers in 1959, he made a pivotal decision, specializing Paul Hornung rather than using him as a versatile triple threat. "You are my left halfback," he told the frustrated Heisman winner. Hornung responded with 7 touchdowns his first year and 15 the next. Lombardi's bread-and-butter play was the power sweep, conceptually simple yet infinitely tweakable. His strategy paralleled John Nash's game theory. Running the sweep 2/3 of the time created a Nash equilibrium, a strategy succeeding even when opponents know it's coming. He proved that flawless execution of simple concepts could overcome the most sophisticated defensive schemes. Greg Cook possessed a divine quarterback arm. His offense under Bill Walsh was merciless, wearing out defenders by halftime. But in his third game, he tore his rotator cuff and biceps tendon. With primitive 1969 sports medicine, Cook played through the injury rather than healing properly. His career lasted just 12 games, only 10 healthy quarters. His death in 2012 closed the chapter on the prince who never became king, but his injury would transform the NFL through what mathematician Edward Lorenz called the butterfly effect, how tiny changes create massive differences in outcomes. After Cook's injury, the Bengals traded for Virgil Carter, a math professor-looking quarterback with a weak arm but brilliant mind. Walsh redesigned his offense, rotating it 90 degrees. Instead of Cook's deep vertical routes, Walsh created short, precise timing patterns with receivers moving across the field. This counterintuitive approach allowed Carter to lead the NFL in completion percentage. Receivers caught passes in stride, turning 10-yard completions into 25-yard gains. The pass became a long handoff happening behind the defensive line. Walsh's system, the West Coast offense, eventually won 5 Super Bowls with the 49ers. Had Cook avoided injury, this revolutionary offense might never have been invented. Small changes, enormous consequences. Walsh's West Coast offense exploited football's fundamental asymmetry. Offense initiates, defense reacts. His genius was increasing complexity for defenders while simplifying execution for the offense. Rather than find the open man, quarterbacks followed a clear progression, 1-2-3 guarantee, making binary yes-no decisions at each step, like computer processing. Ken Anderson, a math major drafted by Walsh in 1971, explains, "Bill's offense was a progression offense where you had a first, second, third, and fourth receiver." Jerry Rice revolutionized receiving by treating the catch as the beginning, not the end. His habit of sprinting 60, 80 yards after every practice catch became instinctual. "I wanted to catch the ball and score." The system's precision timing traces to Sid Gilman, who brought scientific rigor to passing. When the Chargers struggled in 1964, Gilman sent coach Tom Bass to consult mathematics professors, who applied trigonometry to synchronize quarterback timing with receiver routes, treating the field like graph paper. Bobby Hosea, a former UCLA player, revolutionized tackling after his son wanted to play. Traditional instruction teaches leading with heads down, risking catastrophic injury. Hosea's biomechanics-based method, driving with hips while arching backs and keeping heads up, reduces impact forces by 57%. Children face particular vulnerability. Their brains lack fully developed myelin, that protective coating around nerve fibers. Disproportionately large heads and weak neck muscles create a bobblehead effect, allowing more violent brain acceleration. Woodpeckers bang their beaks 12,000 times daily without damage. Despite withstanding 1,500 G, humans suffer concussions at 100 G, their tiny 2-gram brains create a scaling advantage, and their impacts last only 1 millisecond versus football's 100 millisecond collisions. Racing helmet legend Bill Simpson found NFL helmets catastrophically failed his standards, registering 800 G impacts. After 400 prototypes using carbon fiber composites, his helmets registered only 60 G compared to standard helmets 100 G. Should helmets be banned? Rugby shows lower concussion rates, but removing helmets would bring back skull fractures and deaths that prompted their creation. Football sits at a crossroads. The physics of safety requires fundamentally rethinking how the game is played.